This is Football Social Daily.
All right there, it's Niall here, and this is FSD Shots, your afternoon update from the Football Social Daily team. Here are some of the stories you might have missed from the Premier League this afternoon. And what a way to kick off the show, as Chelsea's new American owner Todd Boehly shows no intention of putting the brakes on his first rodeo in the transfer window before the September the 1st deadline. Everton's 21-year-old winger Anthony Gordon is now a player the Blues are looking to spend top dollar on. So far though, the Merseyside club have refused to budge after rejecting an initial £40 million bid from Chelsea and then a £45 million bid. They maintain at Goodison Park that Gordon is not for sale. And after losing their first two league games of the Premier League season, the task of prizing him away from Lampard's side may have become a greater task. So, does Anthony Gordon have a price? And should that price be met by Chelsea? Let's get the view of Chelsea supporter Matthew Toomey and his thoughts on the potential signing of the Everton winger.
Tuchel probably rates Gordon because he's aggressive, he likes to take on players, he can add that creative spark in a game. He also engages in the press really well and drops back to help the team defend. I think the price of £45 million is probably the biggest worry for most Chelsea fans, as it's a lot of money for a 21-year-old, especially as he's only got 4 goals and 3 assists in the Premier League at the moment. And as we're calling out for a goal scorer, it's a bit of a worry with the lack of goals and assists. I think where he'd fit in, he'd probably be the wide player. Maybe Sterling would move more central. He'd be more creative, touchline player, taking people on, be more aggressive, being that creativity, being that creative spark in the team. What we've been lacking, really. I don't think he's going to turn out like a Drinkwater and Barkley. I think there's a lot more confidence. There's a lot better player in there. I think he'll be definitely a big, big Premier League talent in the future to come. But I guess you never really know. I don't want to bite my tongue.
And with one potential incoming at Chelsea, we may see one in the opposite direction, as The Athletic report that Manchester United are now interested in taking American winger Christian Pulisic on loan at Old Trafford. He was signed for nearly £60 million from Borussia Dortmund by Chelsea back in 2019, although he's found his game time extremely limited under Thomas Tuchel after featuring in just 13 Premier League games last season. The American has struggled with injuries during his time at Stamford Bridge, sitting out a total of 43 games on the sidelines since he arrived in London 3 years ago. Still, Pulisic is only 23 years old, and with Manchester United lacking options in attacking areas, does this transfer make sense for Erik ten Hag's struggling side? Or is there an air of desperation as we approach the end of the 2022 summer transfer window? Well, Manchester United have got their problems, but things are certainly on the up at another United, Newcastle. They too have been linked with a move for Christian Pulisic, as well as a number of other Chelsea players. But is the American wide man someone who Football Social Daily's Marley Anderson, a big Newcastle United fan, would welcome at St James's Park?
For me, as a Newcastle fan, I don't think he's a realistic target. I think Callum Hudson-Odoi is also available from Chelsea, and he needs a fresh start big time. He needs someone to get the best out of him. I think that it could be Eddie Howe's next little project. I think he's done well with what he's got. He's improved the players that are there. Look at Joe Linton. Could do something similar with Callum Hudson-Odoi if we're going to go to Chelsea with our checkbook and say, look, we want this guy on loan. I think it should be a young English talent rather than someone like Pulisic, who, in my opinion, will always be interesting for elite clubs, because I think Pulisic comes with that extra added commercial value, and I feel like clubs will look at him and go, you know what, if we sign him, we can also establish our brand in America, because, you know, as everybody knows in America, he's the LeBron James of soccer. So, you know, it's one of them where I feel like if Pulisic came to Newcastle, he would be using it as a stepping stone, whereas I think if we went and got Callum Hudson-Odoi on a loan with an obligation to buy, I think that's really smart business. And with his age and his talent, I mean, he was linked with £50 million move to Bayern Munich 18 months ago. So I think if you're looking at it that way, I think Hudson-Odoi makes more sense from a Newcastle United perspective.
So Marley thinks Callum Hudson-Odoi would be a better choice. You can hear more from Marley and the rest of the FSD gang, of course, on our full show, and we'll have more for you when it comes to the latest Premier League news on Football Social Daily tomorrow morning, so make sure you hit subscribe and that way you won't miss it. That's it from me, though, for another episode of Shots. We'll be back tomorrow.